Welcome to Ignite Your Life Soul Dream Academy, a place where you are invited to step into a space where your dreams are always possible. I am Angel Thacker, and my life's purpose is to help the spiritual entrepreneur step up into the life they dream of, where their businesses thrive with fulfilling clients, opportunities, adventures, and triumphs any entrepreneur deserves. So I welcome you to come in, join me as I bring you information, education, and development that will help you build a business that thrives. Hello and welcome, 21st century spiritual entrepreneur. My name is Angel Thacker, and I am a spiritual entrepreneur business coach. I'm not just a business coach because I took a class and got a certification and decided I wanted to coach. I'm a business coach for spiritual entrepreneurs because I am a spiritual entrepreneur with a business background who has worked for almost 30 years and has learned the lessons the hard way between doing the work and paying for courses and having practical experience. And my desire now, as I evolve my business, is to help you evolve yours. And yes, we are in the 21st century. I say that a lot, and I get teased a lot, and I get tickled a lot around that because, like, of course, we're in the 21st century, and we're pretty solid into the 21st century. We're 18 years into the 21st century, so one would think that these 21st century ideals and processes would not be something that we have to have a conversation about. But as business entrepreneurs in the spiritual realms, stepping into the modern world can sometimes be tough. So what I'm going to talk about today in my program is becoming a 21st century business entrepreneur and how important it is to do that. And I want to start off by doing what I do every time I come to the show here, is acknowledge you and thank you for taking the time to listen to my program. I appreciate you and I love you, and I need you to know that whatever your dreams are, you're going to make it and you're going to do it because your energies are desperately needed in this world where it's the darkness seems to be becoming more prevalent and the light is so desperately needed. So I thank you for your presence. And if there's anything that I can do to assist you, please feel free to connect with me and engage with me so I can be of service to you to help you ignite your business. My program is on Thursdays. This is Spiritual Awareness, Spiritual Business Thursday here on New Age Guild Radio, and you'll find lots of tools and resources and lots of practitioners. So I invite you to partake in all of them because every entrepreneur support system out there is a valuable entrepreneur support system. And you should be plugged in, you should be listening to the radio, you should be reading articles, you should be doing everything you can to grow yourself as a business person if you want to thrive in your business. So welcome and thank you for being here. You'll find my information online at angelthacker.com. There you'll see my website with all sorts of resources and information. And for those of you who do plug into my programming, who are a part of my student group, this radio program is part of your homework, so make sure you listen and that you check in with me and let me know when you've listened. And this particular episode is episode lesson 4 in the series. And again, this lesson's focus is 21st century spiritual entrepreneur. So thank you so much for being here. So as we think about what that looks like, what is 21st century spiritual entrepreneur? And in my process and the technologies that I speak to, I talk about 5 points that differentiate the 21st century spiritual entrepreneur from where we were before. And this can be applied to anything. So I focus on spiritual entrepreneurs because that's who I am. There's a lot of business developers out there. There's a lot of people that can give you lots of support in many areas. I cannot give you legal support. I'm not a lawyer. I do have a finance background. I do not choose to engage in financial processes. I am a business tool resource. And the platforms that I speak to are the platforms in which you can engage and build your business and market your business and get it out there. I know a ton of people who can help you with other things, and I can point you to the direction if you're looking for somebody to help you with accounting. I can point you in that direction. If you need somebody for HR services, I can point you in that direction. But that's what I'm here to talk about, because for me, that's the most important thing that I feel the spiritual entrepreneur is missing to be successful in this modern world. I talk about the five technologies that are the conversation around the 21st century spiritual entrepreneur. I'm going to give those to you. You don't have to write them down, because through the business of modern technology, you can go back and listen to this as often as you like. You can even download it and put it on your electronic device and listen to it. But if you're like me and you need to write things down, please feel free to write it down. But here they go. So the five technologies are having a social media presence, having a multimedia website, engaging in interactive activities, having firm programming and solutions, and having solid branding and a public voice. So did you get those? Social media presence, multimedia website, interactive activities, programming and solutions, and branding and voice. You need those five things in order to engage with your public that you wish to engage with here in the 21st century. Though there's two things that you can do as in a spiritual entrepreneur. One thing is a thing that we've been doing for a long time. That's how I got started many years ago when I first stepped into this when I was very young in my process, and that is the hustle, as I call it, going to trade shows and conventions and expos, getting a table, sitting at the table and doing readings and selling your goods and wares and getting yourself to the point where you are doing an event 2, 3, 4 weekends every month for 6, 7, 8, 9 months out of the year. Could do well with that. I did well with it. I do it from time to time, and I know a lot of practitioners who do it. I know practitioners do it for a living and they do well. Man, it's exhausting. When you're 22 years old, not so bad. You're 52 years old, it starts to get really hard. When you're 62 years old, it starts to get even harder. And the thing is, like any business owner, when you get 52 and 62, you start wanting to experience life differently, right? We work hard our whole lives on the story that when we reach a certain age, we want to start living that life. We invest your energy young so that you can invest your life when you're older. I'm going to say that again. You invest your energy when you're young so we can invest your life when you're older. Putting your energy into your business and into your life and into the drudge when you're young, and then put the energy into your life when you're older so that you can go to New Zealand for a vacation, so that you can go and travel the world if that's what you want to do. So you can follow the eclipses around the globe if that's what you want to do. And baby, that takes money. It does. It takes money to do that stuff. It takes money to be the person that travels around from town to town to town to nation to nation to nation doing this thing that you want to do. It takes money to do that, right? It does. And I did a broadcast earlier, and we'll talk about this again in time, and I work with clients on this a lot, and that's the wealth mindset. That's a big part of my message. It's a big part of the work I do with my clients. As a spiritual entrepreneur, the biggest disconnect that we have is our freedom to have power around the wealth mindset. It's like we don't have permission as spiritual entrepreneurs to want to make like decent money, so to speak, because we have a gift that's quote unquote from God. I have a secret from you. Every gift out there is from God. Be you an accountant, a lawyer, a baseball pitcher, a football receiver, a congressman, a minister, a doctor, a priest. All the gifts that are out there, body, mind, and spirit, singers, songwriters, novelists, poets, painters, mathematicians, all the gifts come from the source and we are all inspired from by that source to do the thing that we do. And if you're lucky, you are destined to create a life for yourself and your family where you get to do what you love to do, just love to do, and have fun doing it. Not everybody gets to do that. You may be surprised, you may not be surprised, but the number of people that are out there killing it, as we say, making big money, living big life, that are just absolutely miserable with what they do. So the difference between most people and the spiritual entrepreneurs, many don't know that the majority of spiritual entrepreneurs are doing what they love to do. And that's a blessing. That's your first blessing as you step into it. You are already walking into a process where you love what you do, which is a big positive. So you should move on the momentum of that energy to go in to the next level. And the next level for you, those five technologies of 21st century spiritual entrepreneurship, we got to stop resisting and accept that this is what there is to do. This is what we need to understand. This is what we need to get our heads around. This is what life means, right? So let's talk about each one of those pieces. But before I do, I do want to do a couple of things. I want to point you to my website once more. It's angelthacker.com, and you'll go to the website for me, and you're going to do a couple of things. And one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to go to my Facebook page, please. You're going to like my Facebook page so that you can get updates and news when I have things to share. I have articles that I post a couple of times a week. I try to do it every day, but I am very busy, so sometimes I don't get it. Get it up there, but I do it at least 2 to 3 times a week. I'll post an article that I find that will be of interest to you, share some wisdom with you, and engage with conversations. If you have questions, that's what I'm there for. But most important, giving you updates when there's information to share. The other thing I want you to do is join my mailing list. You'll see there's a place for you to join my mailing list. To be a part of my mailing list, my thank you to you is a little mini workshop. It's about 45 minutes long, 45 minutes to an hour long. And it is the workshop that I created called 21 Days to Creating Clients That Engage, Ignite, and Pay. We're going to talk about that here in a moment as well. That is my gift to you. It is free and it is very helpful, and it'll help get you tapped into some of the things that you need to do to get yourself in a space to get started. And then lastly, I have a free monthly webinar, Ignite Your Dream Spiritual Business. And this webinar is a part of my full process, and you can come to it for free. It is no charge for you. The rebroadcasts are up there from the previous month, and my students and community that are a part of my regular process get the full bandwidth of past episodes. But the next call is Sunday, October 29th, if you are listening to the rebroadcast. For those of you who are listening today, that's the Sunday. It's at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So you want to go ahead and register for that so you can get the dial-in information so you can participate in that. That's an interactive call where you're going to be able to get to connect with me and connect with others and get some more tools. So that's my infomercial as part of the program. Now let's get on to the tools of today's topics. So I'm going to take these pieces one by one, and we're just going to scratch the surface on all of them because they're all very important and they're all very complicated and they're all very relevant. And there's no way in 15, 20 minutes you're going to get everything you need to be able to go and produce. But I just want to help you understand why it's important that these technologies be part of your process. So we're going to talk about the social media presence. Social media is not just something that the kids do that are out there, because I'm going to tell you, I am not a millennial. I am a Generation Xer, borderline baby boomer. So I am not a social media expert. And when I say social media expert, I mean I'm not my daughter. Okay, I have certifications in social media marketing because that's one of the things I did as a professional. But my daughter and her friends are what I call subject matter experts because their fingers are on fire on their phones. They got social media down and they're killing it on social media. And she can do more on social media in 32 seconds than I can do in an hour because they live and eat and breathe social media because this is where they live. And there's a myriad of social media platforms out there, from Facebook to Twitter to Snapchat to Instagram to Google Plus to there's so much out there. And it's difficult and impossible to determine which ones to put all your energy in. And that's a conversation that we can have depending upon what it is you're trying to do. It's not wise to try to do it all because it's too much. You want to focus on specific things that are going to speak to what it is that you're going to do, especially if you're just getting your head into the social media. But our millennials, Generation Xers, together are the biggest demographic of consumer that are out there right now. And the millennials are starting to bring in medium income of between $75,000 and $150,000 a year. And the Gen Xers are between $90,000 and $170,000 a year. So these are people who are out there driving the economy. And they are on social media like nobody's business. They get their information from social media. They get their recommendations for social media. They connect in social media. They express their feelings in social media. And they share experiences in social media. And so how you're going to engage with them is through social media. And your social media engagement has to be relevant. So having a presence that is real, having a presence that's interactive, having a presence that's communicating on a regular basis, and having a presence that's speaking in the languages and in the details that they want to hear is all important. And depending upon who you are and how you put your presence out, and that's something we're going to talk about here in a minute when we talk about branding and voice, we'll speak to how you want to be present in social media. And what I'm talking about is, are you going to have a personal page, a personal presence? Are you going to have a branded presence? And are you going to have both? And that's something that you need to think about. Because if you are Susie Smith, do you want to have Susie Smith and just be out there as Susie Smith? Or do you want to have exotic, psychic Susie separate from Susie Smith? Because your brand voice is different and you want to be out there in your brand. It's important to understand these things so that you can be out there the way you want to be out there. Because once you're out there, you can't take it back. Once you've touched the internet, you can't take it back because somebody's captured it. And once it's there, it's there. And you want to make sure that you're there the right way. Okay? So social media presence is an absolute. You cannot not have a Facebook page. You cannot not have a Twitter account. You cannot not have an Instagram account. You have to have one if you want to engage, if you want to do workshops, if you want to do all these things that we dream of and that we desire in our entrepreneurial process. You have to be out here. You don't have a choice. Okay? So that is the social media, and it will bring you, my gosh, what was the number? I had it here, some 4 billion people right now that are on Facebook. That's ridiculous, right? Why would you not want to tap into that market? Why would you not want to engage with these people that you would never have the opportunity to touch and engage with just by posting some information, just by putting an ad out there, just by engaging with them in the most simple way possible? Okay? Cool. Awesome. The next thing I have here is the multimedia website. And what does that mean? Well, your website should engage with people. And one of the things when I did website design, because I've done that for a long time, all my websites that you see that I have, I've designed myself. And one of the services that I provide is feedback for websites. I'm happy to help you with your website. It's not something that I do a lot because it takes a lot of time to do websites. And I'd rather coach people and work with people, but I'm happy to do that if that's something you really need me to do. But I also like to teach people to be self-sufficient. The tools out there are so easy now. And a lot of people challenge me like, well, it's easy for you, Angel. Look at the skills you have. I acknowledge that. No, but I'm old school. I was trained in HTML and XML, okay? So we got Java and all kinds of stuff happening now that I don't know anything about. But a lot of platforms are out there like Wix and GoDaddy that are making it so easy to design websites that all you need is the desire to want to be able to sustain it yourself. And let me tell you why it's important. When you want to make a website update and you want to do it now, you can do it now. That's the world we live in today. When you go into meditation tonight before you go to sleep and you get inspired, like, oh my goodness, I want to do this, and or I want to post a message every day, or I want to make sure I let them know I'm going to be at this thing I booked. I talked to somebody today and I'm going to book a thing on Saturday. I want to update my website. The world we live in today, you can do it on your own, regardless of how non-technical you are. You just have to have the desire to wish to. Okay? And my message to you is you have to wish to, because practitioners like myself, we have to eat just like you have to eat, and we're going to charge you to update your website. And the more difficult it is, and for me, it's not the difficult nature of doing the update, it's the complicated nature of the client where you're wanting me to update your website all the time. If I have to do weekly updates to your website all the time, that's time, and my time is important. And if you charge $150 an hour, $200 an hour, $120 an hour, $175 an hour to do a reading, that's what I deserve to charge to update your website, right? Real talk. So if it's just a, even if it's just a short update, because it takes time for me to stop what I'm doing, log into your website, update it, have you look at it. And have you say, that's not what I wanted, I need this, and we got to do the back and forth. That takes time. Whereas you know exactly what you want, you know the colors, you know the font. So be open to the conversation around being able to be self-sufficient around the simple things. I'm not talking about website design, I'm talking about just updates. And I can help you with that, and I'm happy to help you with that. But when I see a multimedia website, that website needs to pop. Your website needs to have solutions on it. Your website needs to have videos. Your website needs to have things that change on it. Not every day, that's too much. You know, monthly updates, some little weekly messages, links, visual links to your Facebook page so that when you post to your Facebook page, it shows the posts. You have to give reasons for your people to come back to your website on a regular basis so that you can engage with them. Think of your website as a virtual storefront. If you had the ability or the capability of having a storefront, having an office, having a physical location that people walked into every day, you would change the mannequins in the store window, you change the displays, you put decorations up from time to time if there's holidays going on. You do things to help people see and engage with you to keep them coming back because you want their repeat business. So your website needs to be multimedia. It cannot be stagnant that just says, hi, my name is Susie Smith, and here is my website, and here are the services I provide. Thank you for coming. You want to talk about stuff. You want to engage with them. You want to blog. You want to have interesting things going on that speak to who you are, what you do. Why should I be with you? Why should I engage with you? What's going on? How are you relevant? What are you doing? That's what your website needs to do, which is why it can be expensive. If you're not tapped into some of the ways to update your website, because you're going to have to pay somebody to do that for you. On the other hand, if you're thriving and you can afford a couple of $100 here and there to update your website, pay it forward. Help somebody pay their bills because God has helped you pay yours. Okay, awesome. The next segment. Section called interactive activities. The difference between this, because I talked a little bit about interaction when I talked about multimedia websites, but the interactive activities are not just website activities. You have to interact with your population, your community, the people who tap into you. You have to interact with them. I'll give an example of somebody that I work with. through one of the websites that I directories that I manage in the support systems that I give. I have this wonderful practitioner who's a tarot reader, who is a member of the New Age Guild, who I've been working with, and she's very coachable. Love working with her. And as I work with her and help her develop her business, I watch her business open and thrive because I see her interacting with her community, posting tarot readings visually with images, posting videos, going on Facebook, engaging with people. It's like talking to her every day. So I can get up in the morning and I can have a conversation with her every day. She goes on a radio program and she engages with her, with people. And from that, she takes it and she puts it on her Facebook page, she puts it on her website, and she engages with people like she's talking to them every day. And as a result, she gets more visibility and people come back and they want to talk to her because they now have access to this person. And she can now make it possible to turn that person she's talking to into a client, because that's the point. If you don't give me a reason to interact with you, I'm not going to come back. I'm going to tap into you for this one option, whether you're giving me a free session or you're giving me an introductory offer or you're just posting something interesting. Oh, well, that's cool. And then I walk out of your store and I never come back. So make your actions and your activities interactive for people to give them a reason to come back and tap into you. Programming and solutions. What is that? Well, people need hope. People need programming. We're in a different society. 21st century spiritual community is different from what it was in the 20th century. The 20th century, in what I call the renaissance of the New Age metaphysical movement, people were just really thrilled to be there. They were excited to go to the metaphysical New Age fairs and just kind of hang out and buy crystals and sit down and have readings. That was really cool. Go to a talk and do this and do that. And that was really cool. Today, people want to grow and people want experiences. We have since had people coming through us like Wayne Dyer, and we've had crossover people like Anthony Robbins, and then we've had mediums come in that have been on television that just have just made it just really super, like James Van Praagh, that have made it really super important to do more than just answer questions, to help people with solutions. And people are now wanting to transform their lives. They're willing to go and spend hundreds and thousands of dollars to go to retreats in foreign and exotic spaces and spend 2, 3, 4, 5 days with a guru to transform their lives. So I no longer just want an answer to a question. I don't just want to know, hey, is that guy going to call me? I now want to go somewhere and transform my life. So now this process of branding your programming and your solutions to help people is different. So it's not just about, hey, I can give you a reading. It's like, now I have solutions for you. I have programming. I have a process where you can take this series of workshops. I have a process where you can do a retreat with me. I have an online set of courses that you can take where I can help you solve a problem. You have to do more than just provide readings today. You now have to provide solutions. You have to be the solution, right? You have to provide solutions for people so that they can move on and transform their lives. So important. And then finally, branding and voice. You have to have a voice that does more than just says who you are. What is your message? What is your tag? You now have to have a marketing tag like Coca-Cola. It's the real thing. I remember It's the Real Thing. When I was a little kid, I used to sing that. It's the real thing, because Coca-Cola separated itself out from the rest of the colas that were out there because their thing was, we connect to you. We're the real thing. We provide community. I don't know how we bought into how a soda pop can provide community, but we did, because that's what their branding was. What's your brand, my friend? What's your voice? What can you do for me that's different from what anybody else can do? How do you care for me? And what is it that you want to do for me that makes you different from everybody else? It's important that you do that. And I end with that because that's the most important of the five technologies. You need to spend as much time as possible sussing that out, writing that out, pinpointing what your voice is, getting your tagline, because that's who you are. And once you know who you are, and this is not a gimmick, If you're going to come up with a gimmick, they will see right through you. I'm going to tell you this right now. You are taking on becoming a spiritual entrepreneur, and you know what that means because you've been doing this long enough to know what that means. You know that you are about to provide a process for people to grow and develop and transform their lives, and we can see right through you, right? Just you can hopefully see right through me. So make sure that it's real and it represents who you are. If you've got to take classes, it's okay because it's part of the evolution. If you've decided as you started to pinpoint what your voice is and what your brand is, and you've decided that it's expanded and it's changed, and you want to get more deep into a healing process, and you want to get more deep into a mediumship process, or you want to engage in something that's deeper than what you thought it was, because you want to engage with a market of people that it's expanded to what you thought you wanted to do before, that's okay. Because that's called evolution. Just make sure you educate yourself. Make sure you do the work so that you can answer the questions so it doesn't feel gimmicky, because the platform that you are desiring to fulfill on is a platform where judgment is heavy. From experience, I say this, judgment is heavy because you are a guru to the Republic. And as a guru, you have to be in integrity. In integrity, out in a space where you're asking to be paid can be tough because for some reason, we don't expect people who are in integrity want to get paid. And everybody wants to get paid. Everybody deserves to get paid. We all have to eat and pay our bills. We all have to desire to own a home. We all have the same need to have the American dream be a part of who we are, whatever that means to you. Okay? So please be okay with it. Be in integrity. And know that if you wake up today, as you think about your branding, you say, I think that I want to minister more to the business end, as I did. So you wake up and, I've been I've been a small business support system for many years now on the practical side, where I did website design and marketing support, business management in terms of team building and things of this nature. And of course, financial support for years. God, 15 years I've been doing this and ministering to the small business community and to kind of mid-tier businesses is a different conversation. Coming in and speaking to a group, doing a presentation, analyzing a business and saying, these are the things that are wrong and this is what you got to do to fix, and these are the things that are not effective and efficient, these are the things that you can fix. So it's a whole different conversation. And I operated in that world for a while still doing this. It was like I had two personalities that I distinctly separated for reasons I can't even decide. I can't even discern or understand why it never clicked, except that it wasn't time for it to click because I wasn't ready. Where I operated over there with the business, and I operated over here with my spiritual business. And I never let the two cross because it was something that I just didn't do. And then one day, about 3 years ago, I want to call it, maybe 4 years ago, I decided that I wanted to bring the two of them together because I had a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs coming to me asking me for guidance. And at first, I would just give it to them. And a lot of them like, you can't just give this away. This is valuable stuff. And it's true. It's valuable stuff. I had to take some time to really allow myself to let it evolve because the conversations are different. The applications of the technologies are different. And the processes of delivery are different because the individuals are different. Because in one room, you have people that understand everything, how to build a spreadsheet, how to manage a database. They have a project team, how to develop a website, all that stuff. It's a whole different community. When I'm dealing with my spiritual entrepreneur, I'm dealing with somebody who is a subject matter expert in transformation and development and evolution and spirituality. Business, not so much. So it really is a different conversation and it's evolution. So as I evolved, I realized that I wanted to help that. So what I break down for you, I break down for you in a conversation of, you are a non-business person attempting to build a business. And if you think about that, it's almost unreal if you think about it. How can someone want and desire to build a business when they have no acumen in business? And I say to that because they can. Don't let anybody stop you from desiring to build a business, because that is what this world is made of. People who wake up one day, decide they have a thing, and they want to put it out there. So it's okay to put a thing out there if you don't know what there is to do. My job is to help you ground the things you don't know so that you can explode on the things that you do know. So tap in. Go to my website, angelthacker.com. Tap in and let me help you so that you can grow the rest of your business. I don't want you stressing out on what there is not to do. If you want to know what the possibilities are, tap into other coaches. Tap into whatever you need, just as you would tap in or have people tap into you because of what you provide. There is no disconnect from your power because you tapped into something to help you grow your business. In my workshop course, 21 Days to Creating Clients That Engage, Ignite, and Pay, I talk about what there is to do to get people to engage in your business. And one of the things I talked about was how I was able to create 50 leads in 21 days that led to paying clients. And some of those clients I still work with today. So I'm going to talk about what a lead is here really quick. A lead is a potential client or someone who is considering engaging with you as a business. And a lead is there's hot leads, there's cold leads, there's mediocre leads, but you want to engage with a hot lead who is someone who's interested in engaging with you as a business, right? When we go to fairs and we go to expos, we sit down and we engage with people who come in. Those are hot leads. They're people who walk in and want to engage with us. The challenging side is about 85 to up to 95% of these people are people that are just there for the fun of just hooking up with people and engaging with people, because it's really fun to go to fairs and get readings. I mean, I like it too. It's fun. You know, practitioners go there. We reduce our fees. And so, you know, if I'm like almost $200 an hour to work with as a practitioner, when you go to a fair, you can get, you know, get with me $45, $55 for a 30-minute, 20-minute reading, depending upon the community, depending upon what's going on. It depends. So it's a way to get reduced fares. And so you can go in and tap into 5, 6, 7, 10 different readers for the weekend, depending upon what you're up to, and just have a really great time. They're usually not people who want to engage with somebody long-term or want to get in a situation where they want to have a relationship with someone to help them. So that's one of the challenges, right? The other challenge is the work that you have to do. As you're actually starting to really engage with them, the sessions reduce because you don't have a lot of time and you're in a big room with a lot of people milling about. What you want is you want an opportunity to engage with people, to let them hear your voice, to let them see what you can do, to let them engage in what the possibilities are, so that you can now follow up with them or touch bases with them or whatever it is that you're going to do. And there are so many different ways that you can do that. And I share some of those with you in this mini workshop. And in this mini workshop, like I said, I created 50 leads in 21 days on a mission to create a specific thing. If you go and you subscribe to my mailing list, I'm going to send you a link as a thank you that'll give you access to that workshop where you can get that information. And also, don't forget, underneath there is another link, or right on top of it rather, there's another link that says get details for my monthly webinar, Ignite Your Dream Spiritual Business, and you will have an invitation sent to you to come to the webinar. That's this Sunday, October 29th at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But you'll also have a link there to watch the webinar that broadcast the previous month. The previous month is always there. So September's is there. Listen to it. Enjoy it. And if you're open, let me help you. I have some coaching programs that'll work to help you ignite your business. One of the things that you can do is you can sign up for Getting to Know You session. This is a free session where I just ask you some questions. So I'm going to send, you've got an intake form there to request the session, and the intake form is just going to give you an opportunity to give me some details about what it is that you need, what it is that you desire, what it is you're looking for, what your website is, and I'm going to do a little bit of tapping into you to see who you are. And then we're going to have probably like a 30-minute, 30, 45-minute session where we just talk and get to know each other, talk about what you want. I'll give you an opportunity to ask me a couple of really simple questions so that I can see if this is something that we can do together, if this is something that you feel like you want to do, if this is something I can help you with. From there, you also can take on my Rate Your Business consultation. It's a fair price, $399. With this getting this Rate Your Business consultation, I'm going to do a review of your website and your social media. I'm going to do what we call an SEO review, where I'm going to check out your website's listings, keywords, and give you some insights on how people can find you and what that looks like. Look at your programs and services. I'm going to look at what you have out there right now, and I'm going to give you a 5-point review that covers a lot of the stuff we talked about today and report out what you've got, that's your strengths, and where your opportunities are in your business. From there, I have a couple of programs that you can engage in. I've got my 6-month entrepreneur mastery program. There's a session going on right now. You can plug into that session, or I'm going to start a new session up in November, and I'll give you some details on that if you want to start that process up. This particular program is an intensive program that has 12 modules to it that are really going to open up your business. I'm very proud of this program. It is a little bit of an investment, but it is a mastery course that will take you to the next level. And I have my Star Entrepreneurial Program, which is a VIP program, the same program, but it takes you to the next level. And this program engages you in every level of my programming together. So if you run to create a 6-figure business, that's what this program is for. And then I have my 6-week Jumpstart Coaching Program, which is a program where I work with you for 6 weeks. We have our one-on-one intake form that I talked to you about earlier. I'm going to do a Rate Your Business session with you, and we're going to do some goal setting, and then we're going to have a one-on-one coaching session every week. And that is a great program for people who are already out there and just want to plug in and get their programs going. All these services are the processes that I engage with to help you. And I want to say one thing that I forgot to say on my Rate Your Business. If you do this session with me and you decide you want to work on one of the other sessions, I take that investment that you made into that Rate Your Business consultation and I plug it into whatever program that you want. So for example, if you want to do the 6-week Jumpstart Coaching Program, that's a $1,200 program. If you do the Rate Your Business program, I'm going to take that $400 you invested and apply it. So you're only going to pay $800 to do the 6-week Jumpstart program. And I am willing to break that up into segments as well if you need some help paying that off. So that's what I'm here to do. I welcome you to connect with me one more time, 21st Century Spiritual Entrepreneur, your technologies that are your focus. Social media presence, a multimedia website, interactive activities, programming and solutions, branding and voice. Have fun. Have fun with your business. Do what you love to do. Be in tune with your connectivity to your public. And most important, be joyous in your process. And know that you have been put here to do something grand for the community, and you are deserving of grand wealth and prosperity in this business. Dream big, my friends, and I will see you in the community. God bless you, enjoy, and thank you for tuning in. Take care.